producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yesterday I declared to be a good day, and tomorrow I promise you I will declare it again. Tomorrow is Friday, today is Thursday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. With Rich McFadden, who's at the Krosnar Studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler here in this hour as well, monitoring Facebook.com. Well, he does so much more, but this gives him a good handle because he's watching every single thing that you say and think is
everything
subject to Kenny's pursual.
That's right.
Hi.
He's like the NSA.
Roberta, Dr. Ken joins us in a few minutes, too, with his weekly report on major health issues. The fact that Roberta is here brings me around to Bernie Sanders. And because she's a big fan of Bernie's, I thought she would like to engage in the conversation that many have wondered about regarding Bernie and democratic socialism. What does he mean when he describes himself as a democratic socialist? And Roberta, would you describe yourself as a democratic socialist?
I would probably say so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm a democratic socialism. It basically means that you still have a democratic political system. It's not like you're all communists or something.
Well, that's what some people think, however, that label echoes some of the things in the Communist Manifesto.
Hardly. It just shows their ignorance if they think that.
Really?
with all due respect.
Oh, yeah.
How
right.
is it different?
A lot of respect.
So
right
how is
that.
It different?
Well, they still believe in a democratic. I mean, communism doesn't have a democratic system. Communism, you don't vote in your leaders
pay taxes
in communism.
Government.
You pay taxes and
what do you mean? You voted for Putin. If you're in Russia, you can vote for
right.
Putin.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, hmm. Yeah, yeah. Huh. No, it's an actual democratic system, you know, the way we have a democratic system. The only thing is it's a socialist economic system, which basically means is that you help out your fellow man. That's
really?
What that basically means.
Huh. Okay, so are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
So you
I have
really
no problem. I have,
I have
no problem with my tax dollars going to help those who need help.
I have a problem.
Neither do I, except I want to define who it is that needs help. That's
I
where we come
I have a problem with my tax dollars, you know, spending $350 for a toilet seat.
Yes.
I have a problem with my tax dollars, you know, funding subsidies for big corporations that make billions of dollars and don't pay taxes on top of that,
because
they move their corporations overseas.
So we're going to encourage a new president going to have a new tax system that will make a flat tax for all corporations the same as they do in other
Absolutely.
Countries. And then we bring all the companies back home. That's a good
Absolutely.
Idea.
Absolutely. No tax credits if you bring your company overseas. Sorry. You
Bernie
still have
Sanders
to pay taxes.
Told reporters in Iowa last month that he understands a lot of people get upset, a little nervous when they hear the word socialist. And he prefers to dwell on the democratic side
yeah.
of that definition. He's become more vocal because
it's a European style. The ruling class, for instance, in Prague are social democrats.
Yeah, right.
They're social
it's very European.
Basically.
Same
right.
thing
this
in Spain.
European
Spain.
Style.
Spain is much like that.
But doesn't
in,
ruling class bother you?
Class.
Well,
term,
I mean, there's five. Well, there's
class.
Five parties.
Oh, come on.
And,
don't
there's
you
five
think
parties, and it's the most popular.
Their
that's
butts
what
off
I mean.
To get there.
Don't you think we have a ruling class in this country? Don't
we
you think
totally
the absolutely? And the ruling class is not the class of the people. The ruling class are the big corporations and the top one half of 1%.
Except for people like Trump mm-hmm. who are not taking or being
yeah.
connected to
yeah.
any of these corporations.
I'd say the ruling
you know,
class
and that's a
are,
bunch of BS. I'll tell you.
Really? Okay. Tell us the story then, Roberta. What do we not know?
Anybody who thinks that Donald Trump is for the people, you know, basically has their head in the sand.
Really?
Donald Trump is for Donald Trump.
No.
Period.
No,
underline.
How many,
amen.
How many jobs does Donald Trump create?
And
More than any politician.
And that's for the people.
In order to benefit Donald Trump.
So what's the one?
He'll fire anyone in a heartbeat.
Who cares if he's giving people an opportunity to work?
How does he take care of people?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Does he give universal health care to his people?
See, Jennifer, I cranked this up. Go ahead.
For childbearing?
I'm saying here's the baton. Run with it.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Very nicely done. The problem with Roberta and I is that we're too friendly, and so we don't get into this stuff. Or all of us are too friendly, so we don't really get into the heat of the argument, which in this circumstance is nothing but take from the rich, give to the poor, and the government decides who the people are who are deserving rather than you. I'm all for you, Roberta Fasanelli, mm-hmm. and I'm all for me and anybody else who wants to voluntarily help the people who are in need. I am not in favor of having anybody who is wearing a government coat say, we will extract from you money which we will then give to people that we think ought to get it. There's so much corruption involved in that.
The whole debate with Planned Parenthood. People really want to decide whether they want to give money to it or not.
Right. And that's for all.
And Roberta, you're a hypocrite,
just
by the way.
All 501c3.
No, not in the least. You don't know me.
I think so, because you find real estate loopholes.
She's right. Do you have an accountant do your taxes and try and find you write off?
Yes.
Well, they're all legal. The government supplies those.
You should give the money all the money that you can.
But on the other hand, you know, I am like Donald Trump, I employ a lot of people. Right. You know what I think the real problem is? I think that most people, including everybody here on the air, perhaps with the exception of me, are too removed from real. You've never really seen real poverty. You've never talked with people in real poverty. You've never personally experienced.
Give me a break.
Have you gone into homes with people living in true poverty?
Give me a break.
Have you ever been to my wife's house in Columbia?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking in this country.
Poverty is in my whole
country.
Neighborhood.
No. I'm talking extreme poverty. I'm talking
what a socialist snob you are.
No, I'm.
Hey, I wonder what Dr. Ken thinks about all this.
I think we better find out in a moment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us. Dr. Ken and his weekly report on the news from the world of medicine. Up next here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electric this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're still arguing. All right, clean break.
I can't, because it's a Good Day show. So go. Where's Dr. Ken?
Present and
encounter time. I lose my mind.
You know what? If Ken were involved in this conversation, he would have, this would be a more articulate. Richie, the problem with Richie is he's a little bit, there's a little thuggery involved. But with Ken, it would be a whole different. Ken's approach with, well, first of all, he would never have the conversation on the air. But secondly, if he did have the conversation, it would be gentlemanly, it would be reserved, but he would have the complete opposite point of view of Roberta on this. And I think he's probably seen a lot in the people that you've treated over the years. You've seen some extreme poverty and some people who are really in tough shape, right?
Oh, of course. I take care of people who have very limited funds.
And you don't drug them.
I take care of very wealthy, but I take care of people from every economic possibility.
Right. All right, time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us through the information this week that's important in the world of medicine, medical documents, medical journals, that sort of thing, the source for Ken and his research. And here is the lead story of the week about sex and how couples stay happy. Ken?
According to a new study, Doug, published in the Psychological and Personality Science Medical Journal, those who make love once a week are happiest. The new research suggests that couples do not, Doug, need to aim to engage in sex as frequently as possible, but instead aim to maintain a connection with their partner.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that sex once a week is better than sex once a day?
That's what this, I'm just reporting this study published in the Social Psychological Personality Science Journal this week, and that's what they reported and found.
All right. Next, the Charlie Sheen focus on HIV. HIV back in the headlines. What is it like to live with this virus?
It has dramatically changed. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania in 1981 when it was discovered, and I was a fellow at the University of California, San Francisco in 1985 to 1987 when there were wards of dying men, and wow, has it changed. Doug, 1.2 million people in America are living with HIV, though the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is a serious infection. The levels of the virus in a person's body can be controlled with a handful of drugs, and many people living with the virus have a normal lifespan. The virus is spread through certain bodily fluids, including blood, semen, rectal fluids, vaginal fluids, and breast milk. The virus is most commonly transmitted through sharing needles or having unprotected sex with an infected person. Patients who get on treatment early are able to suppress the virus, are able to keep their immune system strong, and are able to maintain health as a result. People with HIV tend to have elevated cholesterol, a slight loss of bone density, and a higher rate of coronary artery disease, and that's why I still, as a cardiologist, see these people today.
All right. Richie, time for us to bring out the old rectal jet commercial because the research shows that the rectal thermometer is better than anything else when it comes to detecting fevers and other problems in your body, Ken.
Mom knew best. Annals of Internal Medicine this week, taking temperature internally, appears to be the most accurate method and should be relied upon when
let's see if we can drop one of those in.
Will influence clinical decisions. Peripheral thermometers, oral, underarm, behind the ear, popular because they're comfortable, Doug, but are not sensitive
really
for detecting low-grade fevers.
Do you have a patient come in, Dr. Ken, and say, let's do it the old-fashioned way?
I tell them I'm an old-fashioned doctor.
Okay. Let's talk about Super Beats for a moment. Problems in your arteries?
Did you use them that way?
I still don't have any.
This is going to fall apart quickly. Anyway, the problems that you have in your arteries, high blood pressure, if you have that, Ken is going to tell you what he recommends to his patients as a cardiologist for getting the blood pressure down.
Exactly. In 1988, Doug, the nitric oxide story was discovered. It was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. Doug, it can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body, they decline by about 10% every decade of your life till about age 40. You have about 50% less ability to make it. So you have to start eating dietary nitrates, the building blocks of nitric oxide, so your body can make it through an alternative manner. That's why the Super Beets, it's an ideal way. It's a granulated form of beets. Doesn't taste anything like beets. It's actually quite tasty. You put an ounce of it in 4 ounces of water, a teaspoon of it in 4 ounces of water, and you just drink it, and it gives you a big boost of nitric oxide. You can use it before you go and work out. You can use it as you're getting a little tired as the day goes on instead of that caffeine or energy drink. And you should also check your level. Everybody should check their level. Get your nitric oxide level. The folks at Baylor University associated with this company now have a test where you just put your saliva on the strip and you can tell if you need it. And if you're low, you get the maintenance Neo40 to get your levels up.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice on Neo40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Unmistakable voice of Adele. So this is a clip from her new song, yet another new song, going to be on this album with Hello. That song is called When We Were Young. It was filmed for a video at Church Studios in London. Is she Australian or British? I think she's British, isn't she? Yeah. Anyway, but there's a video. How many people, when they have songs like this, do videos? Is everything backed up by a video now?
Yes.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you're as big as she is.
Yeah. Incredible performer. The album seems to be coming out. Kenny, am I right or wrong? This is like one song at a time before the album's released?
No, this is just the second song. The album's due out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is promoting the album itself. The song that we're listening to now, Hello, been out for a couple of weeks now. There is no way of taking anything away from this woman who's 27 years old now, married, one baby.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Look at what she's accomplished.
I hope she makes it to 28.
Why would you think she wouldn't?
Oh, 27. That's the magic number.
Oh, man. But she doesn't have any bad habits.
No.
She's not off, off on some toot. But the song.
Buddy Holly.
Say again?
Neither did Buddy Holly.
Well, but he was, he's subject to something that he had no control over, which is not the case with the other 27s. She, I think, is pretty smart about what she's doing with herself. Most of her songs, have you noticed, have minimal instrumental accompaniment? It's her voice that you hear. You don't hear your piano a little bit. Notice that, Richie, you're always paying attention to background instrumental
sound. It's not the wall of sound.
No. I'm going to go see that tonight. No, there won't be too many walls of sound. Probably she's by herself these days. Ronnie Spector. What a difference. Is there a difference? Ronnie Spector in her era, could she have been compared to Adele? In terms of the voice.
I think in terms of popularity, I think.
Popularity, yes. But I don't.
The voice? Adele,
it's hard to get the voice that Adele's got. That's a big voice.
Yeah.
And it's not rap.
She sings, for me, she sings like somebody with an old soul.
Yeah, definitely.
You think? That's where I think she comes from. Very old soul. Yep. Some of the people that you meet in your life, you meet people that have a presence and a frame of mind that seem to be impossible for their age. And I think she's one of those people, frankly. And it's not easy to explain. It's there. She's connected. And maybe that's part of being an old soul, in a sense. Yeah? She's a big, internationally, she's just fantastically popular all around the globe and has made herself a lot of money because she's good at what she does. God bless her. Adele and the focus here on Good Day.
In the news, Charlie Sheen's mule kick to his soul. This is Dr. Chamberlain called Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. Charlie Sheen announces he's HIV positive, but he has been faithful to his meds, so he's healthy. Here's the thing. Being HIV positive is not the same as having AIDS. Most people's life expectancy with treatment, as hopefully for Mr. Sheen, will only be minimally, if at all, affected. DCOC advice, the only sexual history you ever really know is your own. And remember, 1 in 5 people infected with HIV do not know they have the virus. Unless you are definitely in a stable, long-term monogamous relationship, this means condom use before any contact in every single sexual situation. No exceptions. For people with high-risk lifestyles, we offer HIV prevention meds. Hopefully, Mr. Sheen will remain faithful to his HIV treatment meds because this time, his very life depends on it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Please check out my article, Condoms, You're Using Them Wrong. It's on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Our conversation about what's going on in the world, the focus of the Doug Steffen Good Day program today and every day with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler bring up the male side. Our motivational thought for the day today is a focus on you and how to do your best. Always have the attitude that you are doing the best you can, no matter what the circumstance, the best at everything you approach. Make it your life's rule to live and work and think your best. It's not always possible. Constant effort is needed to be first class in everything that you attempt to do. But if you do it, excuse me, if you can follow that, it'll bring you to new heights. It'll bring you to new places of excellence. So if superiority is your trademark, and I don't mean the kind of superiority that we were talking about with Roberta in the last half hour, a different kind of superiority, that's a great goal. All right, so there's our motivational thought of the day. The quote of the day comes from Andy Murray, who said, quote, "I had some hair in my eye, and I wanted to get rid of it." Andy Murray is a tennis star, so outside the court, during one of the breaks in the match, he gave himself a haircut. He was up against Rafael Nadal, and I'm not sure how that turned out, but I know he got a haircut, and it looked kind of silly looking at. Yeah, have you ever given yourself a haircut? Who does that? Really, ever cut your own hair?
My kids do all the time. Well, they used to.
Yeah, actually, there's a picture of me at about 2 years old sitting on the floor with a pair of scissors, and I had beautiful, long, platinum blonde hair, and I had cut it all off.
Nice going, Roberta.
My daughter, you would take anything sharp out of the room, and she would find something to cut her hair with. Mm.
Yep.
All right, Richie, you ever cut your own hair?
No.
Kenny?
Maybe once when I was less than five.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jen?
I used to cut my bangs, trim them a little bit.
Some people, well, the people who don't have hair that shave their head, that's something that they do. I know my trainer doesn't have any hair, and he shaves it, and that's pretty much the end.
Because he's going bald?
Yeah, he doesn't have it. He hasn't used Provia, you see. His problem is he hasn't used Provia. Ah. But then there are other people. My son has gone through a period. He has long hair sometimes, and he'll have a beard, and he'll have no beard, and he'll have short hair. But when he has short hair, he has a clipper, and he just runs the clipper over his head, and he has all of his hair.
Well, he looks in the mirror and says, "You talking to me?"
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Our thought of the day today comes from Larry King, whose birthday is today. He's 82. Looks like he's 182.
Gipsy.
I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening. I would say he was a pretty good listener. I think the years on the radio and the television made him, or he proved that he was a good listener. His questions were often succinct, quick, and then he listens.
Do you think you're a good listener?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. What do you think?
Nice way to answer.
Yeah.
I am. Sometimes I'm a very good listener, and sometimes I'm not. It sometimes depends on the source. If it's Richie, nah, not so much.
Right.
If it's Jennifer, maybe. Roberta, I'm on the borderline sometimes there, too. All right. Let's get the latest from the French.
What do you mean?
Apparently, Mr. Abel da Hamid Aboud is
Abdul Hamid Abaoud.
Him too. He's done. He was killed in the police raid. They have apparently proven through the DNA of whatever was left of his body that he was the guy they were looking for.
They were really quick not to jump there. I'm sorry, they were not jumping the shark on this one. They thought they had him. Intelligence said, "Oh, you got him," but they didn't want to.
So does this mean it's over?
Liberty. No.
Do they stop looking for the rest of the people who are responsible for this? Or do they keep bombing ISIM?
Let's keep going.
Let's stop. Let's keep going. Right?
Oh, yeah.
The president of Poland today says that he's going to engage in close cooperation with all the people that are working to ensure the peace and stability of Europe. So what does that say about the Russians? Because the Russians are trying to destabilize Eastern Europe, for sure. Maybe the rest
of
Europe.
Russians are not liked, at least in the Czech Republic. They are not liked at
all. Well, they see them for what they really are.
Right.
Right.
The news media, plus all of the ways that we can connect now with social media, you find out pretty quickly what's going on. The only place that's not the case is in China, although I think that's changing, too. If countries don't allow you to have free access, although it's almost impossible now to block it. It used to be fairly easy to block out that stuff, but you can't block it out anymore.
Well, and the history is still pretty new. I mean, Eastern Europe was just, I mean, gosh, they just were invaded by the Russians. I mean, the Czech Republic just recovered from communism in 1989. That's not that long ago.
Well, when they took over, they got out of both Hungary and Czechoslovakia. I remember when I was a kid, when they took over Hungary, and I remember it so well because we had, I was thinking it was a fifth or sixth grade, and we got a family that moved to Framingham, and the son was in my class. I can remember him. I don't remember his name. It was a very Czech sounding name. I can't remember it. Hosh Lavungovic or something like that. But
Avic is actually Yugoslavian.
Oh, is
that? Yeah. I tried that.
Hungarian. Well, you know, all those people look the same.
Of course.
All those names sound the same. Anyway, I remember what a great experience it was for us to learn as we struggled to help him learn English, learned how to do math, our way. He knew how to do math, but he didn't know how to. It's interesting because they teach math principles in Europe differently, or at least they did then, than we do here. It was the new math there before it was the new math here. So he was way ahead of us conceptually in math. But
so you had to dumb him down a little bit, is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. I guess that's a way of looking at it, Richie. Yeah. Yeah, but he was very eager to learn. He was very friendly, very naive, very sweet kid. The girls loved him. My God, did those girls in junior high school love that kid. They really did. Because he was different. And the guys didn't know how to not like him because he was somebody who was just, friendly. He was eager. They had no money. He came to school in horrible clothing. A lot of people, this goes back to, I don't want to get Roberta going again, but this is one of those, one of the ways in which you can help people. And I know the whole sort of school
when you
community.
See a bad dresser, it's important that you intervene.
But also with that came an interest in. You sound like Meredith when she looks at some of my clothes. I'm saying that it's that the public in the community took an interest in this family, and there were half a dozen other families that eventually came to Framingham that had come from Hungary. During the revolution, they were able to get out. And they all had the same sort of story. Fathers were good at things like tool and die, making printing, you know, the sorts of skills that we don't have as many of here as we ought to. But the Europeans are very good at that sort of thing. So, anyway, they all found jobs. They found homes to live in. And they were helped. The community paid rent until the families could have income. And we gave them food. And we gave them clothing. But we wanted to, Roberta. We saw the need, and we gave them help because we wanted to. The kids brought him into the circle. He was never an outcast, this kid. It was kind of amazing reality. Speaking of my hometown of Framingham, next to Framingham is a smaller town called Natick. Some people, when they look at N-A-T-I-C-K, they think Natick. One of the most famous sons of Natick, certainly the most famous who's living today, is a gentleman known as Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie went to Natick High School. I remember when he played, the arch rival is Framingham High School versus Natick High School on Thanksgiving game. And Flutie, younger, smaller guy, but he always won. The team always won because of him when he was on the team.
He was amazing, yeah.
Went to Boston College, certainly for a small guy, did very well there. And then we all know his history of playing in the NFL, also for the Canadian League. I don't know, I'm not a football fan, but I remember him because he's a local guy. Very popular, very smart. He's very engaged in what goes on in this community. And he's very close to his parents. So it was shocking to understand that in the last 24 hours, both of his parents died. And they didn't die in a car crash. Jennifer, I think you followed this more closely than most because of the
dad. Well, you know, actually I didn't. My mom and I were getting our nails done last night. Uh-huh. And she said, did you hear about
a penny?
Yes, a Manny and a Petty, uh-huh. And she said, did you hear about Doug Flutie? And I, no, you know, I was surprised she even knew who Doug Flutie was. Mm-hmm. And so she's the one that told me. And the story is heartbreaking, yet kind of romantic in a weird sort of way. But yeah. Doug Flutie's parents both passed away yesterday. The dad had been sick for a while and had a heart attack. He died. And then the mother, an hour later, I guess because she was so upset, combined mm-hmm. with other things going on,
mm-hmm.
had the same and passed away just an hour after her husband did.
Mm-hmm. There are
pretty
stories.
Pretty incredible. You hear stories like this. Yeah, usually it's like a day or a couple
of weeks.
An hour.
Yep. Some people, I think, get so close. Their vibrations are so close. They get to be so close as parents, as lovers, as partners, as comrades, companions, whatever it is. And so when you hear that, you don't really get upset, or at least I didn't get upset. I thought, wow, what a wonderful way for them to stay together.
It's sad for Doug Flutie.
Yeah, right.
I got called a smart A-double-S-S by my mom, though, because really? I said, well, at least I don't have to worry about that with you and Dad. So I was actually reprimanded last night because of this.
Really?
And here's Flutie saying, they say you can die of a broken heart, and I believe it.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the story way too often.
Do you have audio or that?
Definitely.
He tweeted it.
Quote. Yeah.
They were married for 56 years.
Yep. Yep. I think he's close to 50. I don't know how many other children there are in the family.
He is,
He's pretty close to 50.
53.
Is he 53? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had siblings? I don't remember. He was the only one that was ever.
He does. He has three.
Yeah.
Denise, Bill, and Darren.
Mm. But he's highly thought of. He's a businessman locally, does a lot of commercials and stuff, still stays active with the Patriots. But he's not the story here. They are the story and what they represent and how they did. They lived a life of distinction with purpose. And so it's cool. What are they, 83, 84? What did you say they were? 80.
I don't know. They were, it doesn't say. They were just married for 56 years.
All right. So it's reasonable to assume that they would be probably in their 80s.
Yeah.
Which isn't okay. It's not old enough, but it's okay under the circumstances, especially given the fact that they were as close as they were. So good.
That's
good sad.
The good thoughts, yeah.
Good, yeah, exactly. A good way for us to... I mean, we don't understand what goes on after your body here ceases to exist.
We were talking about this yesterday, and my philosophy was, hey, they're together.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad for them. They are lucky they're together.
I actually don't feel bad for them. I do have sympathy. You wake up in the morning and you have both of
your parents
and you go to bed at night and you don't have either one of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Tough.
You know what it is with me? When my father died, my mother had been dead for a long time. My father died, my God, I forgot about the reference. What's today? The 19th, right? My father died on November 12th, 2004. My former wife died on November 12th, 2011. My stepsister died on November 12th. 1997.
Wow.
Has it been that long since my father died?
No,
or Tony.
Tony died.
Yeah,
I can't believe she died.
No. 4 years ago.
Tony died, yeah.
Yep, 4 years
ago. Wow.
Yep. Pretty interesting reality,
it's
though, when you
about
think about the
numbers.
November 12th. It's like the farmers in my neighborhood, the three farmers that I remember and loved the most all died at the age of 76. Sam Mayo, who was like my second father, died at 76. Dan Phillips, who was a close second to Sam, died at 76. Sam had a stroke. Dan had pancreatic cancer. And Chinky Hansen died when he got run over by one of my tractors. And they were all 76. And they were all the heart and soul, the backbone of the farming community in which I grew up. And so I'm the last... I'm the last one in that line, so I think I'll move out of Framingham before I get to be 76.
Smart. Just for safety's sake, right?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, find another farm. It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen, but the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
From those of you who are interested in investments, there have been a number of IPOs recently that have done quite well. I'm wondering if you would watch the, this is the code, MTCH, online today for the first time. It's the Match Group, which is Match.com, OkCupid, and I think Tinder is in there too, isn't it? What is, isn't Tinder? We've talked
Tinder's
about
separately. Yeah. Is it Tinder's in there too?
Okay. I think Tinder's in there as well. Yeah. So they're going to go public today. And they expect they're going to be able to bring in about $2.5 to $3 million. I'm sorry, $1 billion.
It's a big business.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is. I mean, dating online is huge, and this is apparently the biggest company. They made $133 million in profit last year. So you know, you consider all the dollars that go through there, all the people who do it. So if you're interested in investing, you might want to look at Match.com going public today. 51 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Quiet.
I turn on my computer. I wait impatiently as it connects. I go online and my breath catches in my chest as I hear three little words. You've got mail.
I say goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be
great.
On
so,
my way.
My God.
I pretend that we're the oldest and dearest friends as opposed to what we actually are. People who don't know each other's names.
Or Mr. Fox.
And met in a chat room where we both claimed we'd never been before. People are always telling you that change is a good thing. But all they're really saying is that something you didn't want to happen at all has happened.
The song, movie music, is called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City by Sinead O'Connor. This version of it, there are a number of covers that are quite good. It's a great, great song. It's from the movie You've Got Mail, which was when Meg Ryan looked decent before somebody carved up her face. Her birthday is today, and she's 54. This song was one of the... there were two movies that were pretty much exactly the same, starring Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Remember the name of the other one? Chuckers.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle is the second one. You've Got Mail, the first one, then a couple of years later, Sleepless in Seattle. Pretty much the same movie.
Both super cute.
Yeah, they were. But Chucker, how often do you see something, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. How often do you see something like this where the same stars sort of recreate, I mean, maybe happened in the era of John Wayne.
They were in a third film together. You know what that was?
No, I forget.
It was Joe vs. Volcano.
Yeah, but that wasn't like this. These two scripts were the same thing.
their chemistry was quite good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But
so anyway.
You know, the interesting part is tomorrow Julia Roberts comes out in the movie. Where's Meg Ryan? I mean, both really dominated a decade.
Yeah, Ryan.
She had too much work done. Yeah, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, right. Doesn't work.
Julia Roberts looks great.
One of my Facebook friends, Doug, she's a local news anchor here, and
yeah,
she's Meg Ryan-esque looking.
Yeah.
And about the same age.
Yeah.
He went on a date last night. Apparently, the guy told her, "You look like Meg Ryan before she got ugly."
And she tweeted that?
Oh, that's not nice.
She posted it on Facebook.
Wow. All right, so, Chucker, we have some movie news, including a story about Mockingjay Part 2. Apparently, that's getting some attention from the media.
That'll make a couple dollars this weekend.
I'm betting it will. All right, we'll talk about that and other things from the movie news department. Chuck Curry's here on Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, so latest in the franchise, the Hunger Games franchise, called Mockingjay Part 2, is out this weekend. What do we expect to happen other than to be the biggest box office success?
Well, the review, from what I read, the reviews are pretty good, but they say it's very, very dark movie, especially for a genre film. But it's going to make a ton of money. I mean, the other ones made money, satisfied its core base. They're based on a series of novels that people seem to really dig, obviously.
Yeah, very dark. So this was what put Jennifer Lawrence on the map. She's still doing these, but doesn't want to do any more, right?
It certainly filled her bank account up. She's one of the top three actresses when there's a good script.
Yeah.
She gets to read it.
She's in a movie with Robert De Niro. We were, last night, Meredith and I went to see Our Brand is Crisis, which is a disappointing movie in any number of ways. It's a story, an interesting story. She didn't seem to be her best at doing it. She's an attractive character, but in this case, I didn't find her appealing. And Billy Bob Thornton just looks old and nasty.
He does, Jennifer Lawrence is in a movie called Joy, which reunites her with director David O. Russell. It comes out Christmas Day.
Well, Bradley Cooper's in it, and how many movies has she done with him so far?
A lot of the same cast as Silver Lining Playbook, same director.
Really?
Reunited, yeah.
Yeah, but De Niro's in this one.
I think she
was in the other
woman,
one, too.
She plays the woman who I think invented the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, something like that. Right. Yep.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Good trailer.
An interesting storyline, but she's very commanding. She got a stage presence and seems to earn what it is, the attention she's getting.
She could be this generation's Julia Roberts in some ways.
Yeah, interesting. Chuck Curry, always interesting, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.